Episode 1842, Set the Pace with God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I pray that your weekend has been a splendid one. I know for me, I just got back home from a traveling trip, and I got to tell you, it's so good to come home. Well, God is calling you today. It is Reflections, Sweet Spirit Sunday, Set the Pace with God. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your day is spent in the hustle and bustle of life? Don't be consumed by the demands of the world. Instead, set the pace with God. Too much of our lives are spent in a hurry-scurry mode. We get up rushed and go to sleep exhausted. Our spirit is empty. Our heart is weakened. The peace that should overcome the soul is null and void. I was reading Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. She writes, "Enjoy the tempo of God-breathed life by letting me set the pace. Hold my hand in childlike trust, and the way before you will open up step by step." How much are you trying to control and orchestrate every minute? Your calendar, flooded with stars and dashes, depicts the roller coaster of your everyday. You can't even decipher it. There's so much going on. And when there's not, you're doing something else. You've lost your focus. And God's like, wait a minute. You're tired. You're crying out for help, but you're not coming to the one who can give it. There seems to be no rest for the weary. However, what did Sarah Young write? You are to enjoy the tempo of God-breathed life by letting God set the pace. But you know what? You're just too stubborn and impatient. You want to get the things done no matter what it takes. You'll sacrifice sleep, family, health, all to meet the deadlines. The problem is that the deadlines just might be that, deadlines. No hope for tomorrow, no beat for today, only past troubles. Deadlines. When will you stop long enough to know that you cannot and should not do life on your own? Set the pace with God. You can't keep playing at this level all by yourself. In fact, you're not supposed to. Psalm 73, verses 23 through 24 says this, "Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory." In this season of life, you may not have much room to give up responsibilities and commitments. However, you can give yourself daily peace knowing that God is walking right beside you, holding your hand. You're never alone, even though the world cries otherwise. Don't give in to what is misunderstood. Freaking out every day raises your blood pressure, increases stress, suffocates your spirit. So why do you keep doing it? Why? Really answer that question. You see, God did not intend for you to live in chaos when He gives peace. And that doesn't mean that things won't go wrong. But you can respond to the situations differently when you allow God to set the pace. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. How does a mountain get climbed? You got it, one step at a time. Most people aren't running up a mountain. Why? Because as you go higher, what happens? The elevation changes everything, right? Think about your life. You have more children. You get married. All these milestones in your life. You get a new job. You quit an old job. You move to a new house. You get a divorce. All of these things, right? These milestones add up. Those are the different elevations within our life. And as we're trying to run up that mountain, we get what? Winded. We get tired. We get weary. You can't do it by yourself. But you can do it by taking one step at a time, which will lead you what? Up the mountain with the miles of greatness. Today, you have this moment. Put yourself in the present and create your now with God. Call on Him for guidance. Ask Him for your heart's desire. Rest knowing that He will carry you. Today, release the stress and embrace the grace. Set the pace with God. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.